Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, this topic is going to come completely, like, out of left field, and I just want you to kind of hang with me on it.
Okay.
I want to talk about my lunch.
Okay. I'm going to go.
No, seriously. Wait. No, this is going to be interesting, and it has, you know, it's actually connected, because it's all connected. Like you said, you know, I could find a way to, you know, to take a loaf of crusty bread and, you know, bring it back to a metaphor of enough and simplicity and all that other stuff. And
I've said
that's
it
exactly
many
what
times.
I'm going to do. Right, exactly.
Let's go for it. I'm strapped in now.
All right, great. So, so I'm out and about today, just, you know, before we're going to record, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, I need to get some lunch on the way home so I can eat some lunch before we start recording. What am I going to get? You know, and then, for whatever reason, I don't eat this enough, but it's my favorite lunch in the world. And I like to call it French lunch. That's the name I've come up with it.
Right, okay.
French lunch. Okay. And what French lunch is?
Snails and frogs and bread.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
without the snails and the frogs part. So basically, a bunch of grapes, which kind of substitute for wine. I could have wine in the middle of the day, and that's the way the French would do it, but I just have a bunch of grapes. So a bunch of grapes. A nice loaf of crusty French bread, and a good creamy cheese. So, generally, like a brie or a Delice de Bourgogne, or you know, or a Chimay, or you know, but a nice kind of creamy cheese that you can just kind of rip off a hunk of the crusty bread, and spread on some of the creamy cheese, and that's it. Pop a few grapes, have a nice glass of water, and it's just a lovely, lovely lunch. And it's lovely because of its simplicity, right? Like that's one of the things that makes it. But it's within that simplicity, it's such a kind of complex richness of flavor. And increasingly, I've become enamored with this idea of simple meals. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the favorite sites I've been following for a while, for, you know, kind of recipes and food stuff, is a site called Stone Soup. It's at thestonesoup.com. And what's nice is that all of the recipes and meals have five ingredients. They're five ingredient meals, right? Like the latest thing that I haven't tried yet, but I think I might actually do tonight for dinner, is braised greens with butter. Oh, doesn't that just sound great?
I can't say that it does for me, but I can see why someone would like it.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're not a greens person.
I'm not a greens person.
Yeah, so basically it's greens, and, you know, and you got your, you know, you got your sea salt, a little bit of sherry vinegar, and some extra virgin olive oil, and you know, put the olive oil in there, and you throw the greens in, and you braise those until they start to cook down, and then put a little splash of sherry vinegar in there, and you know, sprinkle to the appropriate, you know, to your taste, the sea salt, and you have a lovely, a lovely accompaniment to any meal. And, you know, once again, it's, you know, the beauty is in its simplicity, and using that simplicity to make within that simplicity, the flavors really become complex and really shine by boiling something down, getting it down to its essence, right? And finding a way to bring the best out of that very simple thing that you're cooking, right? And it's the same thing with the French lunch, right? It's, you know, you don't skimp on these ingredients, right? It's not, you know, you don't just get just any old, like, grapes and some white bread and, you know, some you know, packaged cheese. No, you get a good cheese. And you get a really good, really good loaf of crusty bread. I mean, this can't be like, you know, the stuff that, you know, you buy in the day old bin at the, you know, the corner store. You know, go to a good bread shop and get a good crusty loaf of bread, you know. And for the grapes, get some good grapes, some, you know, good organic grapes. Or if you're going to drink some wine with your bread and cheese, you know, make sure it's a nice glass of wine. It doesn't have to be expensive. There's plenty of great wines out there for, you know, for $10. But, you know, but definitely make sure it's a nice big bold wine. You know, something that's going to really kind of stand up and enhance both the fresh bread and more importantly that kind of you know, strong, heady, creamy cheese.
Can I have a go at roning this?
Yes.
Are you alluding to keep things simple and not too difficult, but ensure that quality is maintained?
Exactly.
That's I can do it. You have told
that's
me
exactly
well.
It. Yes, that's exactly it. I mean, because that's the whole point, right? So many of these things that I've talked about, you know, with sensible defaults and final choices, that it's about, you know, it's about getting things down to their essence while at the same time focusing on the quality.
Yeah.
Right? The, you know, for instance, you know, the whole idea behind a final choice is that you're going to buy something that will last you as long as possible.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a lifetime. Other times, maybe 20 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years. Whatever it is, it's going to last you longer than having spent less money on a cheaper product. And, the, you know, the idea is that, you know, the reason that you go out and you buy a $300 pair of expertly crafted boots or, you know, or a $250 leather bag, you know, versus a standard nylon, you know, laptop bag is that, you know, this, the bag I carry, which, I actually featured on a site, that came about.
One of your $1 million ideas.
One of my $1 million, yeah, as I like to call them. But basically, I have a lot of ideas, but I have more ideas than time. And sometimes I give these ideas away. And one of those ideas was, called, or I termed it, and it got named My Badass Bag. Mm-hmm. Or My Bag is Badass. Sorry. My Bag is Badass. And so with My Bag is Badass, it's people posting pictures of their bags and why they believe their bag is badass. You know, and as someone who's a total bag geek, and I really am, this whole minimalism thing flies out the window in the area of bags. It's one of the many places where my minimalism flies out the window. But I can tell you this. Since I bought my badass bag, I have not bought another bag of its size. I have bought another bag, but that was a weekender bag that was for clothes, not, you know, like my everyday carry laptop bag. But I mean, I have a ton of bags, just a ton. I could create a nice long post of just all of the bags I've owned. That's actually a good post idea. I should do that.
Write that down.
Yeah, I will.
While you write that down, I have to ask, who took the photo of your bag for that site?
Oh, so the one of me standing with it?
Yeah.
The same person who took my new avatar photo on
Such
Twitter.
A good photo.
And this also the you know, she took the photo that's on my my personal business online business card site, I guess is the way I would describe it. PatrickRohn.net. It's also the photo, you know, she took the photo that is, on the back of my book, you know. So, yeah, her name is Erica Meyer, and she is fantastic. And if you live in the Twin Cities area, or even if you don't, and you got the money to fly her out to do to do portrait photos, you never know. I mean, you know, we got folks listening that like may say, you know, gosh, I would love some great photos for every person, you know, in my small VC-funded startup company, and we've got money to roll in, so we might as well just fly someone out and have them take photos. You can't go wrong with her. Seriously. Mm. She has an unbelievably good eye, and she has a way of just bringing out the best in people. I don't know, you know, I don't know how she does it. She's just talented. But so that was a $1 million idea. But my point is that, you know, I paid a lot of money for it, but this bag will outlast me.
Yeah.
With proper care, I can hand this down to my children, and it would outlast them. And it gets better with time, right? You know, the leather becomes even more luxurious and supple. You know, the scratches and imperfections just add a tremendous amount of personal character to it. I mean, it looks better the older it gets, you know, and how many things can you say that about? But once again, it's about, you know, it's a simple bag. But it's, you know, simplicity without compromising quality, but in fact maximizing quality. That's the takeaway message. So it's interesting you bring up the $1 million idea.
Have you got another one?
I have one.
Oh, wow.
I'm only sharing it on this podcast. The last one I tweeted, and within moments after I tweeted it, someone had already registered the domain, because I said, hey, this, the domain's available, and da da da. Despite my earlier statements, there are a lot of domains that I don't even register. I come up with the idea and I write it down and I don't register them. Right?
Yeah.
So some I register, but I only register the ones that like I think I might do something with someday. And oftentimes, even those, I will, after a time, just give them away or let them expire or what have you. But I digress. I'm going to give away another idea.
Okay.
And I think that this idea should be equally successful. But it's something I would love to see and something I've long thought about doing, but just don't have the time to do myself. And I haven't checked to see if the domain's available, but, you know, something like 140recipes.com or, Twitsipes or something like that, you know, or, you know, Twitter recipes or something like that. But how great would it be to have a recipe site where all of the recipes are 140 characters or less? They can all be tweeted.
I like it.
Right, like so you know, French lunch. You know, I actually have tweeted that one before. You know, good grapes, good cheese, good crusty bread. French lunch. And so, anyone who's listening to the podcast, build that. Throw it on Tumblr, create a Twitter account and say, hey, here's the Twitter account to follow for 140 character recipes. It doesn't even have to be a website. It could just be a Twitter account that people can follow. It could be a Twitter account that people follow that feeds a website. So that you can go to the website and very easily find, you know, past recipes or whatever. Or, you know, you can just follow the Twitter account for future ones. Awesome. There you go.
Yeah, also, I was looking it up. 140 recipes is taken. And okay. Unfortunately, so is the Twitter name, but they've never tweeted, and that annoys me.
Yeah.
People just take these things. But yeah. That'll be part of the journey for this one is coming up with a cool name.
Yeah. Come up with something cool, but the idea at its core is the same.
Just remember, character. Don't use the word Twitter in your domain name.
Yes.
Because if you get popular, they will send you a cease and desist. It's a trademark. It is a trademark. I mean, that's not them being unfortunate. That is what they trademarked. They allow the word tweet. They said that. You can use that to your heart's content.
Yeah, but, so you kind of have to... I mean, they have to defend it if it's their trademark.
Yeah.
So it's not like they really have a choice. They're, I mean, that's one of the rules of having a trademark is that, you know, if anything even remotely possibly infringes upon it, you have to defend the trademark.
Exactly.
Or else you stand the possibility of losing it. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, and if you build that, please let us know, and we'll mention it on a future podcast, and I'll probably, you know, mention it on the Enough show notes page. You can get in touch with me. I'm Patrick Rhone, PatrickRhone on Twitter, or Michael. He's iMike, iMyke.
And it would be a good test to see how quickly somebody listens to the show and gets it going.
And yeah, exactly. Because, you know, Twitter's easy, right? You know, exactly. Twitter, someone sees it and they're like, oh, well, boom. You know, they're right there at the computer. They can run out and do it. You know, a lot of people are probably listening to this in the car or whatnot. And they're probably like kicking themselves like, oh, my God, get me out of this traffic.
to make sure you're ready, because this show is released every Tuesday and Thursday at about 1:30 GMT. Or yes. British time, or British summer time, as we are at the moment. And which so I don't know what time that is for you, Pat.
So that's -6, right?
-6, yeah.
So that'd be 7:30?
Yeah, right? I think so.
Yeah, 7:30 a.m. So, I guess it's got to be on top of it. And I don't know, maybe we'll figure out when this show's going to air, and then maybe the day before I'll put something out there on my Twitter account that, hey, listen to the next episode of Enough for another website idea for free.
Sounds good. I think we should wrap this up because it sounds like somebody's coming to get you in the background. The army or something seems like set to get you.
No, we're having our porch rebuilt.
Well, that would be somebody trying to drill their way in through the front door then.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, for sure. And we'll talk later, Mike.
Will do, mate. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.